Good
Love
evening.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. I'm Lila. I'm here with Val, Dane Val, and I will be reading from the book 6, Your Dream Visions by Duane, the great writer, and we will also be discussing what we've just read. So if you have any questions, so feel free to ask them. There is always conflict somewhere in the psychic realms. As a person ventures out unaware, they are leaving their body every night. Most people do not know they are traveling in their other bodies, let alone that they even have other bodies. Until a person meets with the real guides, they are usually doing a form of astral projection, a leaving of body and from the solar plexus. Then there are those who feel the sensation of rising above their body and even experiencing flying, as many of us have when we were young and unconditioned by the gravitational pull of the human unawareness. Every experience we have adds to our ability to better understand there is so much more to life than what has been created and seen on the surface world. When a purple person experiences the falling sensation in the dream and then suddenly wakes up, is because they were outside of themselves, and then they quickly re-entered. There is a dark force in the three lower levels, and it pertains to those who align themselves with it. Call this aspect of the dualistic forces. It is an influence to be influenced by one. Excuse me a minute. To be influenced by it, one must be willing to do so. That's very important. You've got to be willing to do what is necessary to awareness. All of us are influenced by something so much of the time. So to have the most control of our lives, it is to be able to recognize the influence and how it operates. During this lifetime, most of us will not see the influence or who she is, as she is a shadowy substance of a creature who has been produced from the wanting of her to just be so. It is not that she is female, but the female aspect does apply, as I and numerous others know that I have experienced her. When I took on the Rod of Power in 2001, I was first introduced to the influence by the boys, the guides. Since then, she has tried to sway me from presenting the real truth to this world, because she works with those who do not want what I'm presenting to be known. She loves Gerald's crony because crony loves her. The dark side, the dualistic forces, is as automatic as the sun shining, as this force creates all the Maya in the three lower levels. It is not that it is a bad thing in any sense. but that it operates in the passing dream of the physical realm and the two heavens of man. The religions have put a label to it and personified it as the devil, but it is actually a force that is part of the creative nature that we reside with while in the psychic world. As each of us has a body here and simply needs to recognize the influence, and then we can consciously deal with it without any harm. The belief systems do not understand their own gods and how they really work, as their gods play both sides of the portrayal of life. Just as the Republicans and the Democrats appear to be in opposition, and the influence is everywhere with what is taking place. But once the person experiences the behind the scenes, the illusions they see here is all but the same contrived setup. Here again is where a person can believe whatever they want to about, but it doesn't make it so. Do you have any comments on that?
Jim, do you have anything on that?
About the influence?
It seems like it's something that is affecting mankind a lot, and for a long time, maybe ever since we've been in this psych realm stuff.
Also, going back to the willingness, we have to be willing to have this this reality come and guide us, because it won't interfere with our free will, our free choice. And if we have an attitude that doesn't care, it won't bother us. It's not trying to coerce us or make us more aware. It's just our willingness to become more aware that is key. Allowing it to come in and showing itself to us. So the guides are the same. They're not going to coerce anybody to do anything, except maybe a few exceptions where they did coerce Ava's, I guess, boyfriend to leave the corporation, so that Ava would leave too, and so she could get a better position to meet Dwayne. I mean, there's some times where they do things that are a little bit assertive. Another thing they did was to move the universes over or shift the universes. And this is not only the real guides, but the, I think it was like 2000 silent ones. There's the real guides, and there's the silent ones who are even more with the is. They're more, even more detached, you could say, from human endeavors, and they more are running the universe. Well, they were involved in this too, but there was a big shift. They shifted the galaxy or the universe somehow over a bit. So the purpose was to give us more time, because time is running out on the Earth and even the creative the creation world. So they shifted it so we have more time. And this is an example of how they are creative too. They can use their imagination and create in creation to do certain things. And some of the things we're doing on a galactic level are in that realm too, that you know, it's your imagination. This there's so much more even that we can imagine, and that's not even the is, but it's our imagination has been stomped on here and controlled with the controllers. But even our imagination, there's so much more that we can use it for. And it's things like this, the real guides move the universe over. I'm not sure how to articulate it, move the galaxy, universe. Or, and the idea was to give us more time, to give the humans more time to wake up, you know, because things are running their course.
The root system decided. Pardon me? The root system decided their gods to be according to how they want them to be. As so many of the little humans on the earth are like bratty teenagers and want their way. Many people play up to the gods of man, but the gods already know to be sneaky tricks, and they'll do this to the humans, and they'll always try. Many times, the gods do play along because they know that whatever direction the little-minded humans take, they will end up with more karma and more grief, which means more lifetimes trolling those unaware humans who, in their own minds, seem to know so much. Rebazar once took me on one of many journeys to the meetings of the secret societies, as he called them, and showed me who some of the people were and what they were doing. I didn't recognize most of them, but I did see the most popular of politicians at this meeting, which is one of the many that he took me to, so that I could see the true nature of what is taking place with the systems of the earth. One of the interesting aspects of what he was showing me was all the very subtle tap lines which were running from the backs of these people and then out of the building and into various parts of the world to all those who were connected to these people. These people do not have any idea what's happening with them, just like a person can have a cancer growing in them, which may not be detected for years. This is why your dream visions can save your life here. So many of those politicians, honestly, they don't know what they're doing, really. They're allowing themselves to be puppets of the is, of the. So the gods of man have three basic parts, the front or the appearance that the audience sees as benevolent, more so the idea of believing in something. Secondly, is the restrictiveness, which is a regulatory fear generating aspect of people with their faith. And as much people are taught to fear their gods, you're going to put the fear of God in you. Third is the influence, which the followers want and hope will be around to provide what is needed as long to worship something, which gets back to the invented idea of belief again. The church uses a benevolent head to the crowd, like the Pope does as he appears to on the onlookers and acts the humble servant of his lords and masters. Then, as a trap is set, those who agree are plagued with the restrictiveness and implemented with all the rules and regulations and intimidated into agreeing with the ancient rewritten doctrines and the gods who look down on humans to make sure they obey their taskmasters. With all of this, the influence has new people to play with and to keep subdued for as many lifetimes as possible. For nature to seduce and then control. These aspects are what make up the gods of man. And so most humans are at a particular position of awareness, which is basically physical and low mental. They cannot totally see what is taking place with all they have agreed to. They only see what they are shown, and they are not to ask questions. As all is a mystery that only the gods know, it is not that all of what I have described is bad or any sense, no more than a crocodile living in the swamp. And if what the belief systems are proposing is a satisfactory lifestyle, then by all means, each person has a right to believe whatever they like. My position is to merely provide a comparison and more opportunities. But of course, those who rule will deny what I am presenting, and to be false and an illusion, whatever. I am not making up a commentary. I am only reporting the news as I experience it. All of us are in the same life. And as we exercise our free will, we decide the choices that we make. As I am providing all this information, it can then be tested by anyone to see that it is true and real. Those who fall prey to the effects of what the belief system proposed, grabbing a live wire soon, experience their own demise according to the choices and involvement a person has made. And so it's a matter of becoming more aware and not one of rebellion. The history of the church is one of a convincing warfare. And that is, if there was anyone out there who did not believe or agree with their policies, then they were hunted and exterminated. It is not a matter of repenting, as so many have been led to believe, but one of gaining a real ability to be indifferent to the blindness that most people like to involve themselves with. Most want the influence in their lives, and so it continues to exist for a lot of unaware people. And when the time comes for all to start showing up, they do not know where to turn, as they usually go to religion, which is oversaturated with the influence. It is the seductive side that looks so pleasing and helpful, and it is what people hope to be a part of and accepted with. This is the earth, and this is how it will always be. So those who are the peacemakers and wanting to be at peace are usually working hard in hand with the belief system as a ploy to those humans who will listen to their propaganda. The real universal guides are extraordinary and far above the influence. And what is being created from the unusual humans and the unaware humans on this level and the two heavens of man, they are directed to the all is and real freedom. Have any comments on this?
It sounds like the influence is hope and belief and faith stuff.
Never considered that, but that could be too. Yeah, because these people have these ideas and attitudes. And that's part of the creation of the influence. This hope, belief, faith. It's an influence. I believe. You know, how many people you know that they believe strongly in whatever they believe in? So that's certainly an influence. You know, a tap line.
As one stands back and watches all that is taking place in this world, it is not hard to see the forces each person decides will enter their life, as it does their dream vision, because each of us must live our lives here. We also decide how our life will be, and so what most people have is a very limited arena to choose from. And that is why I'm here. I have been to the gods of man and seen their operations from the inside. And I know from experience what they're doing. They are a particular way, just like the wild beasts that roam the jungles, who are nice to their own kind for the most part. But when something that looks good for dinner comes along, then their attitude changes. When a person understands the forces they are dealing with, then they can make better choices and learn to rise above the drama like a bird in flight. The basic idea of humans is they walk on the ground and all else is a mystery. Because the belief systems have told people their gods are a mystery. And as people believe it to be so, then they have accepted the influence as their way of life until they decide differently. Just like all the ingredients of a cake, it takes the emotional ideas that are charismatically presented to seal the deal for those who wanted to be with the influence. The average person mainly thinks in terms of their personal life and not much more, as they are limited by their upbringing and wanting to be accepted into the social order like everybody else. They may belong to some idealistic group, such as religion, metaphysics, meditation, yoga, or any of the numerous invented creations on the planet today. And so their dream visions will imply and be influenced by their connections to these groups and programs. Donald Trump, Tony Robbins, Martha Stewart, Oprah, and hordes of other icons like them have created great empires to be admired and are worshipped by millions. But these people have no way out of the three lower levels. Great business plans, but what they are offering does not suppress and surprise the realms of Maya. What is not seen on the surface are the tap lines that are placed within the various bodies of people, like the malware of one's computer. These tap lines serve the purpose of those who pulled them there, just as Neo had in his movies. It is the same with all the little microscopic germs that all of us carry around and are in the air. We do not see them, yet we know that they're there. But for the most part, many do not want to believe that they exist. Most of life is always unseen and hidden. And so to compensate for this unawareness, people use their minds and decide what they think life is to be. And as it comes out different than that's what they thought, they simply pretend that it isn't so. Just like global warming that has been taking place for the longest time and how most people want to deny it so they can continue as they always have with their personal life. But now the public is very aware of it and has become overly confined to them. This is how most people are. Instead of exploring life to see the bigger picture, they mainly hide from the reality of their present situation, even though they think otherwise. All of us are experiencing this world and the various and vast implications of it. Our modern society has produced an endless amount of fantastic phenomenon for everyone to experience, yet none of it has anything to do with real freedom. There is no answer to life science, only physical applications. People do have the freedom to do what they want. And so again, in their minds, they look for the choices they are making as the only freedom there is and can ever be. No wonder most people cannot understand their dream visions, nor do they want to. They are too busy checking their cell phones and looking for the next thrill as the inventors bring their goodies to the public. Again, it is not a matter of changing anything here, but becoming more aware in the true sense, adding to our existing experiences. The new man and the real universal guides are constantly providing more opportunities and making it fun. When I was a member of Paul's original teaching, then it became the corporation. After Paul left, I was being shown the tap lines that were put into the membership on the astral level without their consent or them even being aware of what was taking place. A very suspected fellow that headed spiritual services is put. I was constantly being shown by Rebazar and Paul what was taking place at what I now call the corporation. The president of the corporation under Krohn, along with all the board members, are involved as well, just like Durwood and John Roger Hiccups. It's all about the money and the control. The same is true of Gerald, who is under the direction of Krohn, because Gerald is the puppy dog who gets his instructions from her. Gerald was the passing of the robbery of power in 201, but he does not have the courage to admit it. He is hiding just like all those who are under him along with his Joni. Leave his avatars, and the real guides do not recognize the corporation as anything, nor do they back what is taking place there. If a person wants real answers, then they should ask to be shown. As they lay their body down at night, and the real guides will show them who all the false headmasters are. Gerald, Durwood, John Roger, and multitudes of others use the same negative psychic stunts to keep their people emotionally tied to them as worshipers. The rep systems do the same, as they have millions connected to their programs from the lower astral realm with their tap lines. Unless a person is with the real guidance, then it would be the best to belong to nothing at all. Even so many of their nonprofit organizations that look so good are not what they really seem. Check them out to see if they will guide a person to the real freedom during this lifetime. My dream adventures and dream visions have been super extensive in this lifetime because of how I have applied myself with the real guides. There are many paths and teachings on this panel, and most people always look to what is popular. And some of those who are providing answers are sincere and do have a grasp of a particular truth, but they cannot take a person to the real universes and give them real freedom. And what good are they in the long run? When a person does not dream or even know that the personal possibilities exist, then they do really have but a temporary physical existence, only a one-dimensional life with nowhere else to go. This area of life is one-dimensional. Even though the scientific community says it is three-dimensional and possibly four, past lives play a big part in what takes place in the person's dream visions, or may not take place at all, because all of us have come from a succession of seemingly endless lifetimes to this very moment. There is so much more to us than we see on the surface. All of us are the sum total of our experiences, as each lifetime is an addition to all that we have come to know. I'm sure there's something that you men have to say about all that.
Going back to the presenting and sharing our experiences and what we're aware of, especially the real guides, and just sharing. And when people, sometimes this triggers people, attitudes, or it triggers something within them that they don't understand, and they react, and that's why they call it a cult, or they call it teaching, or you know, something funny. I think we're doing maybe the deep state, we're part of this cabal, maybe they think whatever it is, it's just it's their creation, it's what they have within them. It's not anything that we're doing except for sharing. So it's kind of interesting how it just triggers something within a person. They could get real mad, or they could you know, ask us, well, don't you believe in God? Or, you know, it triggers their belief system somehow or some attitude.
And they don't. Another thing, they don't recognize our sincerity. They recognize the distortion that's presented to them from the system. That when they're presented with true sincerity, again, they get suspicious. They get distorted. They get funny themselves because they're okay with distortion. That's fine. When true sincerity or purity comes, then it's hard for them to relate, basically. There's nothing for them to relate to. And that's a big part of this. This isness, there's nothing to relate to it. Yet. So, kind of, we're building a bridge through these references and through hints and point guidance and education, building a bridge to this recognition, this way to relate to it somehow. So that's a big key there. And the guides are indifferent to our creation. To us, our creations are a big deal. You know, our house, or our bodies, or whatever it is, it's a big deal to most people. But to the guides, it's a creation, and they're indifferent to it. That's not their thing. That's why they can let it be, whatever we do. They're not here to change us or anything. They're presenting something wonderful. And it's up to us to get through ourselves and through these attitudes that I mentioned, or beliefs, or whatever it is blocking us, to see more. And so that we can relate and align ourselves and relate to this reality. So it's always very interesting to me. Lila, did you say that you had a new take on the new you? Is there a new idea for that? Did you say there was a new take on the new you?
Yes.
Before the show?
Yes, I did.
Do you want to talk about that?
This new addition to the new you is something pretty powerful. I think it has a nice relationship with the new you. It says I is, and it's the is instead of I want or I me or something. It's I is. The all is. New you. That's what it is. I is. The all is. You're claiming that you are part of the all is. And it makes it a very powerful It makes it very powerful, much more so. It's more complete now this way.
You do this before bed, or?
Yes, okay. Or in the morning, or whenever you think about it, whenever you think about the new you, whenever you want to complete it, you do that, and it is more complete, and it is more powerful, really. But the average person is usually looking for a relationship. As they see, the whole world seems to be based upon the boy meets girl scenario. The mating of these two sexes is part of this life. But there is so much more. Many relationships entail their own drama. And so when this occurs, and if it prolongs itself, then the parties involved are once again under the lord of karma and must continue to repeat many lifetimes until they are adjusted to themselves. And they have adjusted themselves. As the parties come into future lives, they have forgotten who they were, and so they are given the opportunity to forget many years ago, even though these people have new bodies and new minds, they have taken on here for more episodes. They will still retain their emotional ideas and the psychic energy within their etheric body, because they have made it a part of their makeup. An example of this is two people I taught for more than 20 years in one of my classes. Stan and Jace were not your ordinary couple. He was a 6'4" black man from the darkest part of who knows where, and Miss Jace, an American family. These two had been together for lifetimes, and they were still working out their personal drama and still together. While I was teaching the classes in the early days of our meetings, they both discovered through their dream visions with the real guides, they had experienced lifetimes of drama together. In this life, Stan's position was an immature, emotional, pouter mixed with a lot of hostility and brutal anger. I really, really do sound like Dr. Phil here. Ms. Jace was a total opposite, as she was a fun-loving and always laughing person that really paid attention to detail. And with the real guidance, they found out Miss Jace had done Big Stan in during their last lifetime. In other words, she killed him. And so he held on to the emotional rage because of what she'd done. As they both returned for their rounds, he is now huge and she is now small. So there's a big challenge for both of them. They both were in the marching band together in high school and obviously lovers when they were young. At some point, they wanted to live the real and rugged life. So they took off for the state of Washington and lived in a cabin, just like pioneers. Jace told me stories of all that she went through, as some of the physical situations become very violent and brutal, no matter why she killed Stan in her previous life. She still had to go through the terror of what she had created. They were both in Washington when Mount Sinai, Helens, erupted. For them to be there, it was a sign of what they were going through as the mountain erupted. At some point, while they were there, even with all the radical drama they were dancing with, they discovered Paul's teachings and started to go to the classes locally. They were both ready to climb the mountain of the is during this life. As I met them years later, when they moved to Orange County, both intent on what I was teaching them and would attend the classes all the time, except when there was a big disturbance between them. I really liked both of them, and I would talk with them for hours on a weekly basis, usually one-on-one with the other one someplace else. They had a very good understanding of so much, yet the emotional drama continued. They would tell me how I would come into their dream visions and help them sort things out at times, because I was being trained to take the rod of power. Stan was a seer in his own way, and we became the best of friends, as he was like my bodyguard. And I liked the idea, as it was fun. He seeing at the time was approaching the passing of the hour. That's what he was seeing. He was approaching the passing of the rod of power, and that I would be getting it soon, as it was nearing 2001. Eventually, Stan and Miss Jace divorced. Then she soon found a neat guy who was my mailman for years, Mr. Pat. When Janice married Pat, they were perfect for each other, and to this day must be living happily ever after, as I have not seen them since 2003. Anyhow, this is a great example of what a lot of people go through without our knowledge of what is really taking place. Now, I know Dr. Phil and Oprah are really good on the TV with all the great advice. But guess what? They have no idea of all that goes on within a person's real life from the real side. This is a one-dimensional view that pleases the unaware audience that they play to. Respectfully, they do not have their part, but what they are offering will get a person very little in the long run, because they are just faces of entertainment. When a person has real freedom, they then have access to everything, way more than any rich and popular movie star or politician, or even any mankind's wonderfully dramatized historical figures. Again, all these little things are part of the one-dimensional world of the phenomenal ego and pleasure principle. All of us must go through the process as we did when we were growing up and wore diapers. And so it is a matter of when a person will become more aware and explore their dream visions and connect with the real guides. The dualistic forces, which start at the top of the mental world and flow downward until they reach the bottom of life, where humans are under the direction of the Kala-Om God, the big God of all the unaware. Kala-Om is the Lord Governor of the upper heavenly levels beyond his brother Jot, who is known as Jehovah in the earthly scriptures, and Lord Governor of the astral world. Each unaware soul that resides in these three lower levels are usually under Calhoun's direction and his beloved influence. He is also known as a three-headed god, who Paul referred to in his writing. His heads are the beloved head, servant head, and the influential head. All the renderings and drawings of the old gargoyles are actually a description of the serpent head of the Kala-Om god, just like in India, where they worship the cow and the gods with all the arms. Within so many churches, especially the older ones, there is sometimes a display of Jesus on the cross, which is a symbol of his event as a sacrifice, and also the cross, which is the grave marker and a sign and symbol of death. The church invented the story about Jesus sacrificing his life for others, which they actually instigated. And of course, the whole idea makes no sense, but the general public has bought it anyhow. It has taken the church centuries to develop and the emotional attachment of humans to certain symbols and ideas, as they then wield the control over their supporters. No matter how strange the gods look and actually are, people will still worship them. No matter how afraid they have become, they will bow to them. In times gone by, these same deities demand sacrifices because man has and is more stubborn. And so the gods make sure that people obey them and were fear-driven. Today, with all the unnecessary restrictions and laws, the gods of man no longer resort to the same tactics because people are more aware and will not stand for it. So the gods use the influence along with the rep systems to keep the masses in line with all sorts of rules, 9-to-5 drudgery, and mounds of paperwork and filling out forms. The gods of man are pleased, and the rulers, trollers, who work consciously and unconsciously with a calendar god, they are very happy with the outcome of the lifestyle that they have. But of course, these same stupid controlling humans that think they are really getting away with what they're doing will soon find themselves in a great turmoil because the gods of man can produce endless bodies with unaware souls in them. So when the karmic judgments come for these who rule the rep systems, their Kalaom god will not be there to back them up in the courtroom, where there is no plea bargaining. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, you almost did an hour. I wanted to just an update. Dwayne is working on book 6, re-editing it. He's rewriting or adding some things to it. It'll probably be out, I don't know when, but there'll be an updated version for this book that while I was reading book 6, and I think Tim's reading it too. And for me, I'll just end by, I like what this new sound is. It's I is, all is, new you.
That's great.
Thank you for reading.
It has a nice ring to it, you know?
Yeah.
I is, the all is, new you. I mean, that sounds really very beautiful. Do you have anything to say about that, Kim? Kim?
Yeah, I'm seeing, becoming aware of how this Kalaom God and the influence part of the Kalaom God has been able to keep us humans agreeing to be in a box, kind of, that we're in darkness, and that the opportunity being given occasionally by the real guides of presenting a way out of the box. But it does seem like you being used to being in the darkness with all these experiences for countless lifetimes, that the light would be too bright, like the sun, when you're not used to seeing any light. So it must seem to be kind of a gradual, like the sun rising, not all at once, or it's too bright. Everybody's so used to the darkness. But the opportunity of seeing some light being shared as a new experience and an opportunity to test for themselves to see how much they can observe or become aware of or perceive this light that's being offered in the new presentation is very big opportunity to test for each being to see what they see for themselves, the comparison.
Well, that is excellent. Yes. The dual forces are always present here, and because of how the influence has been created, she is doing her best in swaying people into staying with their agreed upon deceptive programs and filthy passions. At the same time, the real guides are around looking for those who have an ounce of courage to see if they will risk taking a chance and learn to fly above the influence and the controlling gods. When anyone reads the new man has written and they have a bit of insight within them, they will soon begin to see the light of day and realize that what I am presenting is real and true. As a person is conditioned to mainly consider the dualistic forces of good and bad, right and wrong, and they learn to perceive a small amount of real truth, there becomes a conflict of interest within themselves with the regimented mind and emotions. Paul wanted his students to test what he was presenting for at least 2 years before they was deciding to go for any further. Today, everyone, everything, now. They just do not have the time to be patient. Almost anything. This society, we're all involved and has been involved. So has the impatience of most people. With so much information around and available, most think that they have their life figured out. But the opposite is true, because what they really have is a world of a whole lot more illusions and mysterious phenomena to deal with. Even though the All Is has more so expanded itself into the lower realms since Paul Twitchell was here, it is even harder for people to sit still and take the time to see what is right in front of them. There is so much phenomena going and around today, going along with all of today's interventions. Most people are standing in line in their minds to see what's next entertaining and what the next magic show will be. I enjoy the movies and usually learn something. But to many, the movies and all their glitter is a lifestyle. Dressing up and looking cute for a date is fun at times, but it is a person's whole life. Then they will grow old as this life becomes once again dead for them, like all the lost souls who are doing the same. It's time now, I think, to say good night. I hope you enjoyed this bedtime story, all of them, and the wonderful insights of Dean Val and Kim. Sweet dreams.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Good night.